weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about the sustaining Son. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. The Son, S-O-N, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. You may have heard me preach before that where is Jesus now? Well, He is in heaven sitting beside God the Father praying for you, which is exactly what He's doing. Scientists measured both the amount of mass in the universe and the gravitational force that holds galaxies and solar systems together. And what they discovered is that there's not nearly enough gravitational effect to hold all the known matter together. Scientists in wonder and asking what force is holding all this together, they refer to this unknown force as, and let me quote this, dark energy, end quote. A New York Times editorial made this statement, but observing dark matter and knowing what it is are very different, and we are nowhere near the latter. Then beyond the problem of dark matter lies the great problem of dark energy. This is a mysterious universe, and the more we know about it, the more mysterious it seems. Basically, the world doesn't have a clue how this universe is being held together. Well, Hebrews says it's Jesus that is sustaining all things by His powerful word. According to the Bible, we live in a created universe upheld by none other than Jesus Himself. His spoken word caused all things to come into being, and His word sustains that being even today. Contrary to popular belief, we're not living in a chaotic accident. The word sustaining is active, not passive, meaning Jesus didn't set up our world and then walk away from it. I mean, sometimes it can feel like He just left it to fall apart. If you watch the news enough, that's the way you'd feel. But the form of the verb infers He's actively involved with His creation. Romans 11:36 says, "For from Him and through Him and for Him are all things." From, through, for. Who? Jesus. What? All things. By Him, all things were created. That's the past. Through Him, all things are being sustained. That's the present. And for Him, all things are to be reconciled. The future. The one who created the perfect earth and originally innocent humanity is the one who will make a new earth and redeem fallen humanity. Jesus sustains the universe, y'all, and Jesus sustains you. Today, I encourage you, just trust Him. And when you do, you'll see He holds all things together for your good and for His glory. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.